punish them.
So whenever Klal Yisrael has to face an enemy, that's a formidable challenge. We always have the difficult task of trying to figure out what the path toward defeating them is. And when it comes to our battle with Amalek, that is not the case. When it comes to battle with Amalek, we know exactly how to defeat them. The Torah describes very clearly exactly how we defeated them. V'haya kashar yarim Moshe yadav v'gavar Yisrael v'kashar yaniach yadav v'gavar Amalek. When Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands, so the Jewish people were victorious. When he put down his hands, Amalek was victorious. And Chazal, the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes, say very clearly, Moshe raised his hands. That's not what really ensured victory. What ensured victory is that his raising his hands was a symbol of what's actually necessary to achieve victory. That whenever he lifted up his hands and Klal Yisrael would look upward toward Avim Sheba Shemayim, that's when we'd be victorious. And otherwise, we fell. So when the Jewish people look heavenward, that's when we defeat Amalek. When we fail to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then Amalek gains the upper hand. So the question is, if it's so easy, right? Meaning all you got to do is tshuva. All you got to do is look to the Ribbono Shel Olam, have a sense of bitachon. Well, why has Amalek proven to be such an elusive enemy and so difficult historically to overcome? They keep rearing their ugly head, and with Haman and Agag, why is it? I mean, it's not like the difficulty in figuring out Gaza. You know, what's going to be tomorrow in Gaza? And, do you take President Trump's plan or the Egypt's plan or, whoever? It's hard. It's a tough nut to crack. There are 2 million people there. It's very, very difficult to figure out what to do with such an enemy on the border. But over here, you have something very, very clear. You have a very clear path. Furthermore, Chazal tell us that what left us susceptible to Amalek in the first place, Rashi writes, "Vayava Amalek," that Samach Parsha Zul leMikrazel Lomar Tamanani Beinechem Umezum leKol Tzarchechem V'Omrim Hayesh Hashem BeKirbenu Im Ayin Chayechem Shakelav Bav Noshecheschem V'Atem Tzolakim Elai V'Teidun Hechen Ani. So Rashi comments that I'm always there. If you ever ask, where is God? You ever don't recognize my presence? I'm going to have the dog come and bite you, and then you're going to come cry to me. Mashal Adam Shirkev Benol. Ksefa Rashi gives a famous mashal. A guy giving his kid a piggyback ride. V'yotze l'derech, and he's going on the road. Hayosa ben roh, chefetz v'amar, abba toli chefetz v'tainli. Dad, can you pick that up for me? V'nosim lo, v'chet shniya, v'chet shlishis, it repeats itself. Pogba d'mecha, they run into somebody. Amar lo osa ben, re'ises abba. The son says to the guy that they run into, hey, have you seen my dad? I haven't seen him around at all. So amar lo aviv, ein chayodeh hechanani. The father says, well, you don't know where I am? So the father throws him down to the ground and the dog comes and he bites him. The father's not protecting him anymore. Parenting 101. So when we question Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin, that's what brings Amalek, right? So it makes sense that when we recognize Hashem, that's going to protect us from Amalek. That's wonderful. That fits beautifully. However, Rashi writes elsewhere, Zacharis Hashara Salacha Amalek, Im shakarta b'midos u'b'mishkalos have a doeg migiroi ha'oyev. No, you know what brings Amalek? When you're dishonest in business. When you're lying about your mishkalos. Well, which one is it? Is it our failure to see Hashem protecting us? Or is it our failure to act honestly in business? Which one makes us vulnerable to Amalek? So Yeruchim Olshin in his Sefer on Purim explains that we sometimes use phrases that actually have many parts to it. And we think of it as one thing. We use the term emuna in Ashkachas Hashem. We believe that Hashem runs the world. What does that mean exactly? So he says you have to break it down into its component parts. There are two elements to the sense of emuna in Hashem's Ashkacha. First, there's what we always think of when we talk about Ashkachas Hashem. That nothing happens without a reason. Right, a leaf doesn't fall off a tree, you don't find change in your pocket, nothing happens without a reason. Nothing happens without Hashem saying that it should happen. Hashem runs the world. Hashkacha means Hashem is the cause for everything and He watches everything. But there's another level of Emunah b'Hashkachas Hashem. And it has many, many sources in Tanakh, Chazal, and Rishonim, but was most clearly expressed, Rav Yerucham points out, in a letter written by Rav Yosef Zundel Misalant that he wrote to his son. And he writes as follows, Kiyadua shabori mashkiach b'kol rega al kol adam b'pratios inyanav. Hashem is paying attention every moment to every person and the details of their lives. U'kmosha adam pona libo la Hashem, kein Hashem pona lashkiach alav. The more we pay attention to Hashem, the more Hashem pays attention to us. Kmosha ne'emar, Hashem tzilcha. Hashem is your shadow. Maha tzelazek shatamara uso etzba echad, humara usach uscha etzba echad. When you hold up a finger in the shadow, you know, so the shadow holds up a finger back to you. Vim kol yad, and if you hold up your whole hand, mar kineg decha kol yad. Kena kodesh baruch hu, kidar shavah adam liros, kach bali ra'os. Same is true with kodesh baruch hu. The more you come to see Him, the more you will be seen by Hashem. So when we think of Hashkach Hashem, it's not just that Hashem runs the world and that everything happens for a reason, but the degree to which Hashem protects us is directly commensurate with the degree to which we pay attention to Hashem. It's a different inyan. It's that, yes, everything that happens, all events in the world, are Hashem running the show. How much protection we can expect from Hashem depends on how much attention we are paying. Hashem tzilcha. Hashem is our shadow. That hashkacha means that Hashem doesn't just watch everything, He protects. It's protection. He's the Father that holds us on His shoulders until we ignore Him and we get thrown off His shoulders as He watches us being attacked. There's only one reason for the attack of Amalek, that we fail to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. But that has two manifestations. First, in the obvious way, where we question, Hayesh Hashem Berkabeinu, is there even Hashem? The second is that it reflects itself in a way that we tend to ignore the fact that Hashem is watching. That not just Hayesh Hashem Berkabeinu, but Hashem is paying attention to us. When a person is dishonest, he believes that his dishonesty is going to pay off, that the Ribbono Shel is not keeping cheshbon. The Gemara in Brachos Tav Chav Ches tells us that we should hope to fear Hashem as much as we fear people. The Gemara says, really? That's how much we should fear Hashem as much as we fear people? So Gemara says, yeah, because if you're about to do something immoral, you look both ways to see if someone is looking. But Kodesh Baruch Hu is always looking. To the extent that a person is not focused on Hashem, he's vulnerable to Amalek. So why is it so difficult to defeat Amalek if all you need to do is look heavenward? Because Emunah is not, you know, people think of, you know, I believe or I don't believe. I'm a mammon or I'm not a mammon. That's like saying, you know, it's like being tall or short. You know, like there are a lot of degrees of tallness and shortness. You know, it's a sliding scale. Emunah is not a yes or no question. It's something that many people that are ma'aminim have many, many moments of doubt. Right, many people that that are apikorsim, you know, have moments of belief, and how deep is that belief? You know, do I believe enough in Hashem that I think about Him every moment that I'm davening? What about other moments of my day? It's something that needs to be nurtured. It's something that needs to be deepened. I mean, really, tefillah is the way to deepen. Kasher Yar Moshe is Yadav, meaning we look heavenward. It means that we turn to God in tefillah. We have to think about and focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I've mentioned before that what, you know, it's at the very least in the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we should be thinking about Hashem as the Adon HaKol Ho Yehova V'Yeh. Really, every single time we say the Shem Hashem, just to be focused on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rabbi Shai Shechter told me in our car ride back from Shasathon, I think that's when he told me that since October 7th. His father, Rav Shechter Marin, Rav Shechter Shlita, was in Woodmere for Yantiv. And as soon as they started hearing what was going on, like the first thing he said was, this is going to end only with tshuva. The result over here has to be tshuva. That's the only way, that's the step forward, it's the only way it's going to end. Which was an odd response, right? Meaning it's not what you were expecting. He often says things that you weren't like, what? You know, like... It was a bit of a, you know, in the moment. That's what he said. He's been saying it ever since. And, you know, like, you look at these stories of the various hostages, and it's not like one story, it's not two stories, it's not three stories. I mean, Every single one comes out with some new hakpada of Shmir Shabbos, of Keith Siegel making Bari Minyan Mizonos and every drink he took, only to learn afterwards that that's not the proper bracha. But so, I mean, that unbelievable. I didn't know what a bracha was. His daughter said he never said Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad in his entire life until he was in a tunnel in Gaza. And did he not? I don't know. But she said he never said Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad in his entire life. Shai just sent me pictures of Sapir with her boyfriend Sasha. He's at the Kotel with the yarmulke, davening at the Kotel. Probably, I would bet he'd never been to Yerushalayim before. Certainly not to the Kotel. Certainly not with the yarmulke. I said, guy doesn't have a bris milah, and he comes out and he says, "Ani yodea davar echad sheyesh elokim ba'olam." Now, what that translates to, what that means. The fact that there's this, it's not happening to one or two. It's happening all over the place, and that's the road. That's the road to defeating our enemies. The road is a road of tshuva. It's a road of, and again, it's not just for them, for the people who are not ma'aminim at all. Because, like we said, emunah is a sliding scale, and we have a lot to work on in our own level of emunah. It's something that a person should be working on throughout their entire lives to enhance their emunah, to enhance a level of emunah, and that ultimately, that's the guarantee. That's what it says in Parshas Zachar. That's what Chazal tells us. That's what the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us. That we look upward, and the more we do so, the more protected we're going to be.